Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. You often don't know how you got to your destination until you get to your destination. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. All right, everybody, welcome to another episode. This week, we're going to do a recap on my favorite event that we do at 3D Dentists, and that's our mastermind. Now, before you're thinking that we're giving you a sales pitch, I want to be clear. We're going to talk about several things that'll be of value to you using the mastermind as a recap. But before we get to that, I want to turn it over to our lovely co-host in training, Meredith Cooper-Jones.
On my third day, everyone. So welcome back to the show. I have a review before we get started. This one is 5 stars, great podcast. I always enjoy listening to the podcast, especially when I'm on the treadmill getting ready for the day. I want to know how they get ready for the day while on the treadmill.
Yeah, no joke. Like, that would ruin me.
It puts me in the right mindset and has tons of real-world advice that I can apply in my practice. T-Bone is awesome.
I love hearing that I'm awesome. Now, if somebody could tell my wife, Mona, that I'm awesome, so she would start believing that or remind her of how awesome I am. That's why she married me.
So. Well, I think our mastermind has a lot of the fundamentals of what we talk about on the podcast. So what is the mastermind?
Yeah, you know, that's a common question. What is and why do I need a mastermind? You know, look, in dentistry, we spend a lot of time alone. You know, we're surrounded by people that we pay to say yes to us. We're surrounded by other dentists, you know, that maybe they're not as motivated as us. We don't like going to our county or state or local society meetings because, you know, they're living in yesteryear and we're living in, you know, 2022 and modern year. And really the mastermind is for those dentists who think and want more from their practice, that want a little coaching, that want a proven process to do fewer well-planned visits and do more of the dentistry that they enjoy. That's really what the mastermind is. It's the opportunity, and right now the only opportunity that you get to work directly one-on-one with me on a monthly basis. And that to me is what the mastermind's all about. It's magical. We stay at the retreat. You learn from so many different people. You learn from myself. You learn from Sully. You get monthly access to each of us. You know, that's really what it's all about. And the mastermind in the past has been for younger dentists, but we've opened up the mastermind, and now it's really for practice owners at any stage of their career who are committed to making a difference in the practice. But Meredith, before we get going, what was your favorite thing about this past mastermind?
Yeah, well, since, like you said, now we've opened it up to all different ages. So before, everyone was pretty similar.
Like, we get toddlers now.
Yeah, yeah. All ages of practice business dental owners. But before, everyone had the same problems, right? Everyone was just out of school or had owned their practice less than 5 years. So they had were running into very similar things, unless it was a startup versus a practice purchase. So my favorite thing is you come in with all these different problems and then you learn from each other and you pick up pearls and, you know, learn that that really wasn't your problem and you have the same problem as someone else, even though you're 5-10 years down the road. And then the people who have owned their practice for 10 years are looking at the ones who have just purchased their practice and are like, if only I knew this.
Right.
When I, you know, just giving them the confidence to, you know, when you first buy a practice, you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That you don't really
or
know
start a practice.
The business side of it. And, you know, you're either taking over or starting something that's completely new to you.
Yeah.
Plus trying to actually practice dentistry. Let's it's not amazing. Forget about that.
Yeah, you know, and that's really some of them. We all say that. The magic is that we learn from each other.
Yeah.
We learn being around each other, the conversations. And really the mastermind and the retreat take that to a whole new level. So, yeah, I'm glad that you noticed that and you mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think was the most common problem people mentioned? So we did the hot seat.
Yeah.
Let's start with that. We did the hot seat when everyone got in and we said, who are you? What problems are you trying to solve?
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple other things. So what do you think was were people's most conceived problem? What did they think was how about that? What did they think was their problem?
Well, I think the number one thing for probably 75% of the masterminders was their schedule. Is their problem, and that is that they're too busy, and you know they want to be more productive, but they're too busy. They've got too much going on, and their schedule has turned into chaos. And you know, as some of them have gotten a little bit older, you know, the mid-30s, late 30s, mm-hmm. you know, they have kids and they want to be, you know, all these things. So I would say, generally speaking, the schedule was the biggest problem. With that being too busy, we did have several. New practice owners.
Yeah.
So their problem was the schedule on a different side of things. They wanted to have a busier schedule. So, but they also wanted to build it in a way that was going to be long lasting for mm-hmm. them. And then we had several people that walked into a busy schedule because they acquired a practice, and how dealing with the scheduling was a challenge because it's a schedule concept that was built by a previous owner that didn't necessarily fit with where they were trying to take the practice.
And some of these owners were still there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then they also have, you know, to take that back to them and let them know, now that I own this, this is how we're
now that it's
launching.
Not your practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was, you know, that was the most common problem I would say that people have. I'll argue it's the most common problem people have, whether they know it or not. It's their schedule, because the schedule dictates the type of dentistry you do. Your schedule dictates how productive you are. Your schedule dictates how you feel at the end of the day. You know, really, your schedule is everything in your practice. And so everything should be built around building a great schedule for your practice.
Yeah, and with that schedule, people think, you know, just squeezing people in, seeing more patients is more productive. Yeah. Really, they're working
much harder.
That's
my treatment
harder.
Coordinator Megan's favorite line. Can I squeeze them in
yeah,
right there?
Yeah. So we did the common, we did what was the most common problem when we asked people what problem they were trying to solve. By the end of the weekend, we had them set up their goals for months out and what they were trying, and weeks out and then months out and what they were trying to set for their goals. And they realized that a lot of their problems they mentioned on the first night were the wrong problems.
Yeah.
That's not what goals they set for themselves. Do you want to talk about one example that we have?
Yeah, you know, Allie was a great one, I think, is that on the, you know, she wanted to implement photography first. That was her number one goal after the weekend. It's like, hey, I want to implement photography. It's going to help us diagnose better. It's going to help us do more of the dentistry we want. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I don't really give advice. I kind of ask lots of questions.
Yeah.
I get curious. And, you know, I think the light bulb went off for her when I said, so Allie, when you show people these photographs and they say yes to more dentistry, where are you going to see these people?
Yeah.
And she's like, I really can't see them. So yeah. I go, so what's that going to do to your team when they're taking these photographs and then you can't schedule them? Or what that's going to do to you? She's like, it's going to dishearten them.
Mm-hmm.
I go, so how do we prevent that? Or how do we fix that problem?
Yeah.
She goes, well, we got to fix the schedule first. I got to create space for them. And I think for her, that was a light bulb moment. Like, okay, we got to fix the schedule. And kind of goes back to the most common problem. But this is not unusual that the you know, our goal, you know, what we think our first goal is, what we don't do is we haven't thought through getting to the goal, what I call the runway.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we got to address something else to be able to actually focus full force on whatever our number one priority is. And so for Allie, the first step is their whole practice in general is kind of getting that schedule organized and getting the chaos taken care of, And then you can start adding in. And it's that whole chicken or egg or cart before the horse, you know, and it really depends on each individual practice. Like Jessie, for example, you know, she's a brand new practice. Yeah. And so for her, photography is the first thing. Scheduling is not the problem. She's got the space.
Yeah.
But scheduling can also be a problem for her because she's seeing 80 to 100 new patients per month.
If
she doesn't start blocking right away, the next thing you know, there won't be that many new patients, right, and she won't have those opportunities to convert into treatment. So you know, it was so interesting to me as we kind of talked through where people wanted to be, and then I started asking the questions about how do we handle this? What if this happens? What do you do here? And it's amazing how they kind of start thinking through it. And what that tells me is we all have it within us and the skill within us. Is sometimes we just need somebody to slow us down,
right,
and ask the questions to get us to solve our own problems. So that to me was kind of one of the most important, you know, one of the most enlightening things that I saw in the mastermind. And that's not unique to this year. That's kind of in general.
Yeah.
That's for me as well.
Yeah, I can actually think of another example which kind of leads us into our getting ahead and what the process is. But we had a doctor a couple years ago, and she said, you know, she had 4 assistants working with her and she didn't have an associate yet. And she said, do I need an iTero? Should I get an iTero? I'm going to have everyone take impressions.
Yeah.
And I remember Sally saying, who's going to take these impressions and in what room?
Yeah.
You know, so that went back to the schedule and that kind of thing. And then he said, you know, and first things first, you're not taking photos.
Yeah.
And so that kind of went into what you were going to say with the getting ahead of the processes.
It's so amazing how we're so like, we just want to see the newest shiny object, right? And I, as an educator, I have to realize and I have to really catch myself when I'm talking about what we're doing in our practice today. And I have to remind myself, are you willing to did what I did? Mm-hmm. You know, that was a new saying for me. Are you willing to did what I did?
And you said it 100 times.
Yeah, 100%. And they loved it every time I said it, right? And the example you're talking about, we have a proven process to assist with diagnosis to help diagnose more dentistry on less patients. And step one is photography. We got to have photos. Step two is CBCT. You got to have an unbelievable diagnostic tool. And step three is digital impressions so that you can harness the power of your CBCT and other things that you want to do in your practice. And as soon as I started mentioning that we're starting to take digital impressions in the hygiene department, everybody had questions about that. And I had to remind them, I said, listen, for 18 of my 20 years of private practice, I did not have a digital impression machine in the hygiene room. That is a new thing. And so I said, remember, if you want to did what I did, that's how I got here. Photos are implementable. And on top of that, who's going to go get digital impression machines for every room? Who's going to have the time to get that started and get trained? You can't take digital impressions if you can't take photographs of your patients. You know, it's this logical stepping stone to each of these things. And what happens is, and this is an important point, is you often don't know how you got to your destination until you get to your destination. And I think a lot of times when you have people training and teaching you and guruing you who are at the same level as you or the same place as you, they're only going through what they're doing right now. They don't have a clear path of what worked and how it got there. I know this path. The path was photos, CBCT, and digital impression. Now, what I can tell you is that at some point in time, there'll be another step in this path, but I don't know what that step is until I get there. So I only want to talk about proven things that I know work, that I know are implementable, that I know are scalable, that you can do team-driven. And so CBCT is great. Digital impression is great. Nothing is more important than photography. Photography is by far the most important tool that you can have for diagnosis and case acceptance.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think, before we get into our last recap of the mastermind, one of the things that I think is cool about the group, you know, saying being at the same level and that kind of thing, is the accountability. And when you get up there and you openly tell people what your problem is and what your goals are and what you want to fix, you'd be surprised how many people are there to support you.
Yeah.
When you don't share those with people, they can't support you and they can't be there for you to say, so how's this going or how's that going or how has this process been? I eventually would like to be there or like to do those things. So it creates accountability within each other. And then our last and probably, I would say, very most important thing is to pre-plan your follow-up success. Yeah.
I was really proud of this group. And I think because over time we make it important to us.
Yeah.
And then they make it important.
Yeah.
And then they make it happen. Was I loved how so many people pre-planned follow-up success. And what I mean by that is they pre-planned time with their office manager. They pre-planned time with the whole team. They pre-planned time with their team leads, depending on, you know, what size practice they're at, where they're at. And I always talk about, look, number one, you got to be clear with yourself. Okay, it's your business. Mm-hmm. So you can't go discuss this like you're going to have your office manager or something like that, right? You got to go in with a plan of what you want. Now, your job, when I talk to, you know, for example, if I want to bring something in, I'll sit down with Kelsey and I'll say, hey, what do you think about this? And I'll try to make it their own idea. But I know what I want to have accomplished, but we want to make it their idea. And so, so many people had this time booked out where they were going to go back and talk to the office manager and say, hey, these are the three things I want to work on. Which of these things do you think are going to have the most impact? Which of these things are we going to be able to get the team to buy into as quickly? You got to have somebody on, you got to have that person that's running with it in the practice, right? It can't just be the dentist.
Yeah.
You know, that's the dentist has to have the overall vision.
Be like your advocate, right?
Yeah, it's got to be an advocate. Whether that, it could be an assistant, mm-hmm. it could be a hygienist, it could be an office manager, it could be any number of people, but you got to have somebody that you can kind of do this with. I don't like this idea of hashing it out in front of everybody. It's not a democracy.
Yeah.
You know, to a certain degree, it's I know it's not a dictatorship, but it's kind of a dictatorship.
Well, I think a lot of people are letting the teams run their practices, and that's kind of this mastermind is for them to take a hold of it and, you know, be able to run their practice the way they want it.
Yeah.
But I think so many don't know what they want or don't know where to start with that.
Yeah. And that to me is it's amazing. I actually had this comment once from a team member. They go, they were insinuating or suggesting that it's too dentist focused. And actually, believe it or not, it's not it's dentist driven, team focused. Mm-hmm. You know, I drive what I want the practice to be, but then I allow others to thrive because I can't get but so far by myself. And one rap that I often get is it's all about the dentist. And I go, at the end of the day, look, it's my millions of dollars that I put into it. But our team members drive. They lead the vision, right?
Yeah.
You can only go
as far as your weakest link.
Yeah, so to me, I thought that was fantastic to those that did it. And for all of you, whether you're a mastermind, we'd love to have you be a part of the mastermind, of course. But, you know, pre-plan success. Every time you go to a CE class, every time you listen to one of the podcasts, you know, plan out that time. It doesn't have to be right away, but it has to be planned, you know, because I'll get to it. When I get to it means you never get to it. And it never becomes important. So we love the mastermind. If for those of you that think that you could benefit from a mastermind of being around like-minded peers who are goal-oriented and driven and interested in the process, you know, it's an application process to join the 3D Mastermind. Just visit our website, call Meredith. She can put you through the application and do a strategy call with you to see if you'd be a great fit for our mastermind. We have a limited number of people that we put through each time. And just so you guys know, the price is going up. So lock in your rate for 2022. We had a wait list this time, and it's a great program, and it's something that I really engage in and really enjoy doing. So I'd love to have you be a part of our mastermind.
And if you are interested, you can go to 3d-dentist.com/application. And I was bribed with pink champagne the last time.
Everybody have a great day. We'll see you next week.